This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Masks are beginning to come off. Hand sanitizer sales are down 80% year over year, according to Nielsen IQ. So what about that other mainstay of the pandemic, Zoom? The video conferencing tech platform is reporting earnings tomorrow for the first quarter. Analysts expect strong results, but can Zoom keep up that momentum as the pandemic begins to fade? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
As a data analyst who's also been going to grad school for computer science during the pandemic, Abrar Khan has been spending up to 15 hours a day on Zoom.
Oh my God. It's taken a toll on me for sure. I would really like it to be just the bare minimum of this stuff as possible.
As in-person life begins to creep back, use of video conferencing will surely slow, but not go away, says analyst Trevor White with Nucleus Research.
I don't know that folks are going to be willing to go back into the office full time in most industries.
A tightening market could push Zoom to innovate as hybrid meetings become the norm, says analyst Nick Barber with Forrester.
Things along the lines of like collaborative whiteboards that allow the person who's not in the office to collaborate on the whiteboard just as they would be if they were in the office.
While Zoom faces growing competition from Microsoft and Cisco, it'll take a lot to knock it from dominance, Barber says. After all, it's the only video conference tool that's become its own verb. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.